Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This week, we're going to focus very much on David Beckham.
PR man's dream, isn't he? I wouldn't say he was a world-class football player.
Eric Cantona, special.
Someone outside wants to come and see you. Michel Platini. I've got a player for you. He said, he's perfect for you. Eric Cantona, I'd never heard of him. So he could have been a Liverpool player.
But you didn't do it. Does that still haunt you? Hi, everybody. This is episode 12 of White and Souness. Very popular podcast. Forget Simon Jordan, Jim White.
I believe the numbers have shot since our one last week.
Viewing figures through the roof, Graham. Absolutely right.
He'll be crushed, you know that, don't you?
Well, I sincerely hope so.
Simon will be crushed.
And I mean that in the nicest possible way. And we're going to carry on with this one, Graham. This week, we're going to focus very much on David Beckham. Have you been watching the Beckham documentary on Netflix?
I have to admit, I've not seen it.
It's Beckham the phenomenon, as you might imagine.
And he is.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome, yeah.
Have you met him? Do you know him to any degree?
I've met him and he's delightful. I think maybe 3 or 4 times, you know, you're ships in the night, but I don't know him. But meeting him, respectful, charming.
Yeah.
Charming.
I found him the same many years ago. Alex Ferguson allowed us 2 players. It was before a European tie, and it was when they were kids. And the 2 players were Beckham and Jordi Cruyff. But more recently, in the World Cup in Qatar, I came upon him. He was playing paddle tennis with Lord Simon Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Did he beat Jordan? Tell me he beat Tom.
He beat him comfortably. And I managed to grab Beckham. Wait,
can I just get my phone out? I want to text Simon something.
Very much so. I have a feeling Simon might have beaten him. I'm not too sure.
Oh, don't say that.
But Beckham was leaving that area because he was working for the Qataris promoting the World Cup. And I approached him. England were playing the USA that day, Graham. And his time was limited, but he still gave me some time and was happy to be interviewed and spoke about the game. And I think if you avoid controversy with Beckham, he'll chat. And of course, if it's football-based, he's only too happy to chat.
He's a PR man's dream, isn't he? I mean, handsome, you know, I mean, his wife, glamorous couple, very good football player, playing for the most club. I think there's one club that's more glamorous than Man United, that would be Real Madrid. Barca fans might, Bayern Munich fans might argue, but, the whole package was just perfect for him.
Yeah.
Pop star wife, you know, glamorous couple, playing for a glamorous football club, and his PR throughout his career has just been off the charts. I mean, he is a global superstar.
In his pomp at Manchester United, was he one of the best in terms of free kick specialist, corner kick taker?
And I wouldn't say he was a world class football player. I think he was dead ball kicker, as good as anyone you want to name. But, you know, when you're talking about world class for me, and it's a word that's bandied about, your commentator is using all the time. World class for me is someone who could go anywhere and get in anyone's team. And there's only ever...
Could Beckham not have done that?
I don't think so, in my opinion. I think there's only ever, you know, who could do that? Who could do that in this country right now? Let's go through them. There's no one at Man United. De Bruyne fits that. I think Bernardo Silva tinkers with that. Haaland, yeah.
What about Liverpool?
I think there's a shout for the goalkeeper. I think the centre back does that. Salah does that. So, and then beyond that, is anyone at Arsenal? No, no one at Tottenham. So that's, you know, world class is any team would welcome them.
He was that's a perfect fit for Manchester United, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. And he was there through a glorious period.
Yeah. But it was a wonderful story, the class that came through of Neville and Phil Neville and David, and David May and Butt and the rest of them.
And Giggs was just before them.
Yeah, and Giggs, of course.
See, Giggs would get in anyone's... Giggs was world class. Giggs goes and gets in anyone's team.
So Giggs was world class, but Beckham wasn't.
I, in my opinion, no.
Would you have been comfortable playing against Beckham?
Well, he would have wanted to avoid me. He played out wide, didn't he? I think maybe he didn't mention it better. I think Scholes was world class.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to play against him. You know, he was proper.
When you heard about the kicking of the boot incident in the dressing room and Beckham being on the receiving end of the boot that was kicked.
Fergie.
Allegedly by Sir Alex. Did you think the writing's on the wall here?
Well, no, because, you know, I wasn't privy to what the situation was. You know, I know that, they were a glamorous couple who spent a lot of time in London. And I think it came to its natural end. You know, and I mean, it's not exactly, he didn't go backwards in going to Real Madrid, did he? I mean, you look at his career, Man United, Real Madrid, was it PSG?
There was a bit of PSG in there, Milan. Went to Los Angeles.
No, he went to Milan as well. Mm. You know, so what a CV he's got. I mean, that's...
Where would his ideal position be today, Graham?
He'd be out playing where he was playing before. You know, he was a flair player, but had an incredible appetite to work hard as well. That's what made him a great player. Truly great player.
But that's why he needed someone like Sir Alex on his back.
I don't know if he did, Jim. I think for David Beckham, I think he had a natural appetite to work hard. You know, no matter how the game was panning out, I think he wanted to do his best for his teammates as well as for himself. I mean, what an ambassador he's been for the game. You know, because obviously very early on, he had enough money to see him through the rest of his life, but he still wanted to keep going. And whenever I saw him play, nothing had changed in his attitude to hard work. Nothing changed. And that tells you his love of the game and what sort of character he was.
Would he fit into any top team today?
Yeah.
As a wide player?
Yeah, because he's got that delivery. He's got that delivery. I mean, he had delivery that few had. You know, when I say that, I'm contradicting myself that maybe we should be talking about a world class, but I've still got... No, I can't.
I mean, he was a goal maker, but a goal taker as well. And great finisher, no?
I don't think he was a phenomenal scorer. I don't remember him scoring lots of goals where he did chip in. But, he'll be remembered as a Man United great. No two ways about it. In what may turn out to be the best... Well, certainly in my lifetime, their best period, their glory period under Fergie.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Again, in his pomp, if he was playing today, would he be on the plane to Germany with Southgate?
Oh, easy.
For the Euros?
Yeah. Easy. I mean, I think this England squad are particularly... I think this is the strongest England squad I can remember. And I know there was a golden period with Steven Gerrard, Paul Scholes, Frank Lampard. I just think this group, providing the two very special players stay fit, that's Harry and the young midfield player, Jude Bellingham, as long as they stay fit.
But you think today, sure, he'd be a shoo-in to any England team?
Yeah, I think he'd get in the current team.
That says a lot about him, though, doesn't it? You can't say that about every...
No, it was class. It was the thing that's really, really attractive about him is, from my opinion, he had so much publicity. The most famous footballer in the world for a period of time, I would imagine, but it didn't change his desire on the football pitch. He still wanted to work harder than the guys he was playing against. You know, he still would put a shift and a half. I don't know if he was maybe going out at the wrong times, but it didn't seem to affect his work rate.
I think one of the big turning points for Beckham, Graham, and this very much comes out in the documentary, was that red card at the World Cup.
Yeah,
when they were playing Argentina, Simeone.
He slicked Simeone.
And it changed his life dramatically, though.
But how mad is that?
And it lasted a while.
But how mad is that, you know, you're playing for your country, and it was a bit of petulance, yeah, but it wasn't. You're not going to injure anyone. And, you know, a meal's made of it by Simeone and the rest of the Argentinian players and get sent off for it. And then the criticism and the, you know, when I say criticism, a lot of criticism came his way. That's outrageous. You know, anyone could see, especially if he played the game, it'd be a natural reaction to flick out like that. It's extremely harsh, but welcome to the realities of being a professional footballer at the highest level.
I mean, I think Beckham was shocked. It shocked him, it shocked his family, it shocked those close to him, at how so many football supporters could turn just like that.
Yeah, but football is fickle. Football is fickle.
Would it have got to you, that?
Well, I'd never been that popular in the first place. So I suppose from him knowing how popular he was, the most popular player in Britain by a country mile, and for England, certainly, and then for him to turn overnight on something daft like that, that would have hurt him.
When you look at the game today, Graham, someone who reminds me of Beckham, when it comes to the way that he can deliver a ball, is Kevin De Bruyne. And he's back playing, of course, and doing what he does best in a Manchester City shirt. Is he someone you look upon as a special, special... Oh, is he world-class?
Yeah. He walks in anyone's team. And I don't know, what is there to dislike about him? He's got the, you know, the hard yards in him. He works his socks off. He's got goals in him. He sees a pass. It'd be far easier for me to say what he's not good at, and I can't think of one. Heading, maybe? Not seeing him score a headed goal. Ah, he's hopeless. But no, he's proper. In anyone's book, he's proper.
And you have to be more than decent to play with him, the way he fires a pass at you.
Yeah, but what you find in football, the further you go up the tree, the snappier the pass is. You watch, a sign of an average team is when they're rolling it to each other, because they're not trusting the man who receives it to control it properly. But the further you go up the tree, they're absolutely, you know, there's no holding back. They smash it in, because think of it. I smash it into you. I know it's a big ask. Imagine you're a player. No, imagine you're a proper player. So I smash it into you. You control it instantly. That gives you more time to pick a pass or where you want to go. It's a chain reaction. I move it to you quickly. You move it to the next one quickly. Ultimately, it gets to the guy who puts the ball in it. It's the quickest possible route, and he is the one. He's the only one that needs time. No one else needs time. It's just him to pick what he's going to do with the ball to put it in the net. But that's what you find, top players snap into each other. There's no rolling it.
More recently, Jamie Carragher said that De Bruyne is better than the likes of Cantona, better than Bergkamp, better than Zola. Do you go with that?
Yeah.
All of those.
You've asked me. I mean, you've asked me, and my immediate thought, yeah, yeah.
I mean, these are three major names.
Yeah, they're three class acts. Yeah, but I think he is. If you're an Arsenal supporter, you'll disagree. If you're a Man United supporter, you'll disagree. If you're a Chelsea, no Chelsea supporter is going to agree with me. No Man United supporter is going to agree with me. And no Arsenal supporter is going to agree with me. But in my opinion, yeah. What makes greatness comes in a couple of forms.
Yeah.
You're consistently on it. You're consistently good. Think of when De Bruyne plays. He makes a difference in every game he plays in. Whether it's with scoring a goal, a cute pass, he makes a difference. Another thing you have to factor in, longevity. He does it. He's done it over a period of time at the highest level. My definition of a great player, a world-class player, it turns up every time. And he only might just be a 7 out of 10 this week. But he floats between a 7 and a 10. I'm talking about De Bruyne.
Special. Eric Cantona, special.
Yeah.
I went to film Gary McAllister years ago in a training session with Leeds United before the famous Battle of Britain against Rangers. Mm. And it was Cantona who took the...
Yeah, he had an aura about him, didn't he? It was
fabulous. He very much took the trick that day.
Not as good as De Bruyne.
Not as good as De Bruyne. Have you met Cantona?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think of him?
I'll tell you a story about Cantona. I'm manager of Liverpool and we play Auxerre in the UEFA Cup. And we had lost 2-0 there, and we came back, we beat them 3-0. And I was in my office, a guy called Terry Littlewood, who was in charge of security from my office, he controlled the corridor where the players' lounge was in my office. He knocked on, he said, "Someone outside wants to come and see you." I said, "Who is it?" He said, "It's Michel Platini." So he came, and I've only ever tried to play against him a few times, and only ever tried to kick him. So I wasn't exactly his mate, but he gave me a hug, kissed me on both cheeks. I ended up saying, "I've got a player for you." He said, "He's perfect for you." He said, "He's a problem boy in France, but it'd be great for your football club." And Eric Cantona, I'd never heard of him. And I said, "Look, I'm fighting fires here at the moment. I believe he's a proper player, but right now I don't need any more problem boys." So he could have been a Liverpool player.
Cantona could have been a Liverpool player.
Mm-hmm.
On the recommendation of Platini.
Yes.
But you didn't do it?
Didn't do it.
Does that still haunt you?
It doesn't haunt me, no. Because at the time, we were... Part of my brief at Liverpool was to get the old brigade out the door and bring new ones in. And I was having difficulties with the first part of that job.
That's a headline, that though, Graham, is it not?
Well, I've just given
you the man
one.
Who passed up on Cantona.
I thought Brass Neck was going to be the best headline we've given today, but...
Yeah. I met Cantona in this very building quite recently, and he does have an aura about him, as you rightly say.
He struts, doesn't he?
The way he carries himself.
He struts, and he terrified people, I think, when he put against them.
Yeah. Is he a great in your eyes, Graham?
Yeah, great, but I don't think it's... I don't think world-class, because was he? No, I can't say that, Bob. You see, the reason I like De Bruyne, and you mentioned Eric in the same breath, you know, De Bruyne does the hard yards. Eric wouldn't have done the hard yards. He would say, "Well, I'm that good, I don't need to do the hard yard." That he's got several titles to his name, cups to his name. So he was a great player. He was a truly great player.
Has De Bruyne surpassed the likes of Gerrard, Lampard, Scholes?
No, I think he's on the level with that. I think they all three are world-class players. I think they all get in any team when they were in their pomp.
So he's keeping very good company, right?
Yeah.
And
he's not finished. I come back to what can't he do other than I've not seen him score a goal, they said.
Mm.
But if he hears this, he might be sending me a video of him scoring a wonder goal.
Right now, if you were to pick your chosen Premier League midfield, your best midfield, in whatever system you want to play?
All these big four players.
Who are your big four?
I've got three City players, and I think Rodri right now is the best holding midfield player in our country, certainly. Really like him. You've got to include De Bruyne, and I'd include Silva. I think he's a fabulous little player. Now, who else is in there? I think Arsenal, they've got some good midfield players. Odegaard's had a great couple of years, but so I'm looking for one more, aren't I? Who have Liverpool got in there? Unless you pull Silva in and you play Salah on that side and then go to striker, so let's call Salah a midfield player. Mm. Let's get Salah and the three City players in there.
Graham, when you think of midfield greats, all-time greats in the Premier League, who do you dwell upon, in your view?
Well, Paul Scholes, Frank Lampard, got to throw Yaya Toure in there, Kevin De Bruyne, who mentioned. I really like Rodri, it's there now. Steven Gerrard. Not enough or not? You want some more?
It's not bad.
When you're fired at me, I'm sure when we finish this, I'll walk away and think, should have mentioned him. But, you know, we've had some absolute superstars, haven't we?
Do you regard yourself as a great of that era?
I wouldn't answer that.
Why?
Because I'm too modest.
Come on.
I like you to ask some of my teammates, so I wouldn't answer that.
Did you hit the heights that you set? Level you set yourself?
Yeah. All I can tell you is I went to Italy in 84 when all the best players in the world were there, all the best midfield players were there, and I found it easier there than I did in England.
Brilliant. Graham, thank you. That's it for episode 12.
Pleasure.
White and Soonest.
I'm liking the sound of that.
But next week, Graham will be back with Simon, and they'll rejoin you Monday from 1.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.